You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Sending your kid to kindergarten or Tasca in the first place. Some children, like, for example, if they're already 5 or 6, yeah, it's high time that they started off with school. But some mums, they actually want to send their kid in earlier. Sometimes because they want some free time. You know, they're non-working mums. They just want some free time to themselves.
Yeah, most mums are working, so it's out of necessity, really.
Okay, if you're a working mum, it's another story. If your child is at home with a maid all day, they might be better off at a play school.
Okay.
You know, this, I'm talking about kids who are like 2 to 3 year olds, mm-hmm. where school is absolutely not compulsory for them.
Right.
You know, I'm very much against sending kids to school so that they become, you know, geniuses and all the Einstein mm-hmm. and all. It doesn't happen. You send your kid early, it doesn't mean that they're going to, you know, pick up things faster or learn to read at age 2 and things like that. Mm-hmm. Those things do happen once in a while. But I don't think that should be the reason why you send your child to school early.
Mm-hmm.
It should be more for reasons like if you wanted them to learn life skills. Life skills are important, like making friends.
Okay, you know, social skills.
Social skills, exactly. Coping with fights when mm-hmm. you have a tiff with your friend, over a toy, for example.
Yeah.
You know, learning how to cope without having an adult intervene. You know?
Yeah.
Is that funny?
I find that a little funny, yeah.
No, you know, these are things that a lot of parents don't think about. Mm-hmm. They think they send their kids to school to learn math, to learn reading. That's the most common question.
Yeah.
People go, will my child be able to read at 3 years old?
Oh, my goodness.
This is like the common thing.
Yeah.
This should not be the reason driving you to send your kid to school. You know, it should be because you want them to have a different environment from home, for example.
More stimulation as well.
Exactly.
You do things, you know.
Exactly. If they're at home, most of the time they're being babysat by the
maid.
TV.
Oh, yeah, the TV. The I forgot TV. About the TV.
Yeah, by the maid.
The
if they're at home with a non-working mother, I'd say they could hold on even up to 6 years old.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I don't see a reason for them to come in.
Okay.
You know, to come in into a school environment so young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In Malaysia, the environment is very, very tough. Very academic, especially in Standard 1.
Yeah.
You know, so...
I know. My 4-year-old has homework.
I am not for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2, 3, 4 year olds, if they were to go join a play program, it should be completely non-academic.
Mm-hmm.
The most academic that it should be is like to sing songs about numbers, maybe to do some hopping games, to mm-hmm. learn counting, you know, those sort of things.
Yeah, play-based
exactly.
education.
No homework. Homework is a big
Why
no-no.
Do you think homework is so popular now with kindergartens? Some kindergartens, I should say. Not all. Some. Most.
Homework is actually very controversial. You see, the thing is, a lot of kindergartens, mm-hmm. they place importance in writing. For example, if a child cannot, I mean, for the child to progress, it's like, oh, how many books have you done? What page are you at right now?
Okay.
That is the measure of the child's progress. You see? So when the parent comes in the middle of the year and at the end of the year for like a report card day,
yes.
So I'm doing the inverted comma thing here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can see.
You know, they come in and then they want to see something.
Right.
You see?
Okay,
so the kindergartens in Malaysia are under a lot of pressure in that sense because of this so-called kiasuness of the parents. They want to see, oh, you mean the whole year they've only been doing this?
Yeah.
You know, they ask this sort of questions.
Okay.
Whereas a true play school or a early childhood education, meaning for children under mm-hmm. 7 and under primary school age, it should be very much play-oriented, which means you don't have anything tangible to show the parent.
Yeah, but you could, at maybe on report card day, say how he's improved socially, you know?
Or basically the school should make a note of what are the activities that the child has done, has mm-hmm. carried out, whether he has mastered certain exercises,
mm-hmm.
Using hands-on exercises, not written exercises.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
You see, another big thing about kindergartens nowadays is they really, really put so much importance on writing.
Yeah.
And then homework, homework, homework. When actually the child's hands
are not that developed yet.
Exactly. The full muscular development of the hands comes only at age 8.
Okay, no wonder. I was teaching my son over the weekend to do his homework, which was incidentally handwriting homework.
Yeah.
And even how he was holding the hand, I said, that's not quite right.
Okay, that's the pincer grip.
Yeah.
You know, the pincer grip is the grip that you use to hold the pencil. And to be able to hold it well, your pincer grip has got to be well developed. Okay, and it doesn't develop from pages and pages of writing.
Okay.
The pincer grip actually develops from the whole overall development of the hand muscles.
Okay.
Okay. Which can be sped up mm-hmm. by doing exercises like screwing on nuts and bolts or pegging, you know, using pegs or using chopsticks.
Oh.
You know, this is why you notice a lot of the Chinese children, they tend to write very well. It's because mm-hmm. they use chopsticks. Their muscular development in their hand is much greater. And therefore, they're able to grip the pencil and write without getting so tired so fast.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. That's a very important thing, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. But a lot of kindergartners, they just go write. When actually what they should be doing is giving them a lot of exercises using tongs, using pegs, mm-hmm. using, you know, teaching them how to do up buckles, how to do up buttons. All these are actually to enhance the fine motor skill of the fingers.
Okay.
Yeah.
And as you are maybe looking for recommendations and shopping around for a play school / kindergarten, these are some issues you want to see, what kind of programs that are being offered.
Yes.
What about recommendations about, okay, this school has wonderful teachers who understand behavioral issues that, you know, kind of children that age face?
Okay.
Are these some important things you must consider?
Very much so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, what you need to do is, the first thing when you're looking for a preschool or a kindergarten or a Montessori or a Tasca or a nursery or a play school for your child, you would go visit the school. You should never do it on the phone. Okay, maybe the initial inquiry can be done over the phone, but mm-hmm. you must always go visit once alone, maybe, and another time with your child. Okay.
And what should you look for?
Okay. The first thing is, if you're with your child, put your child in the class. They should allow you a free trial. Mm-hmm. They should. If they don't, there's probably something to hide.
Okay.
Yeah, they're probably scared that your child will enter the class and not want to go in anymore.
Mm.
And then, therefore, you will not enroll.
Okay.
And this in itself already speaks very loudly why, you know.
Okay, right.
If the child doesn't want to go in again, there's probably a good reason, you know. The second thing is, when you go in for to inquire about that center, you will usually speak to either a marketing personnel or the principal herself, and you will still need to ask to meet with the child's teachers or the caregivers that will be handling your child personally.
Okay, what kind of questions should you ask them?
Just talk to them. You don't have to. You can ask all the questions you need to ask. Mm-hmm. You can ask the principal,
for example. Yeah.
But to the caregivers, basically watch them, how they handle the other kids.
Uh-huh.
Speak to the caregivers. Get a feeling. Moms usually have a very mm-hmm. good gut instinct here. You know, you can feel whether this person likes kids or not. Some people work in this job because they like kids and they enjoy working with kids. Other people just work because
they have to.
Exactly. Right. They don't have much, you know, any other choice or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I would say. So that would be the first thing. Look at the teachers or the caregivers, meet them, you know. They should allow you to spend some time there. And there shouldn't be any pressure for you to enroll right now. Okay. Like, enroll this weekend and you get this discount or you get this fee waivered, you know.
Yeah.
These should not be reasons why you enroll.
That's always a gimmick and
it's
to play on your emotions, really.
You know, as a parent, it is your right to see what your child is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So if the kindergarten says, okay, parents only up to the door and your child can go in, the parents have got to wait outside. That is more of primary school, secondary school style. That should not be the case in an early childhood education setting.
Right. Yeah. Why do some schools do this? Is there a reason?
There is. There are a few reasons.
What are they?
Okay. One is, of course, they might have something to hide, you know. Most of the time, children, when they come in with a parent, they tend to cry and make a bit of a fuss, separation anxiety.
Yes.
You know, so they're a little bit scared. And this is normal, you know. the thing is, when the child is scared to be separated, when the parent actually does say goodbye and go out the gate, uh-huh. the child will cry for a while and usually after 5 minutes stop. They get distracted by the activities and they mm-hmm. stop. So the teacher, rightfully so, the teacher will tell you, go away.
Yeah.
You know, your child will be fine, don't worry. And as the mother leaves, the child is like screaming, bloody murder, you know.
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
And the mother feels so bad. And what they don't know is actually the child is okay inside. Yeah. So most kindergartens use this as a reason.
Okay.
To set, but what they don't realize is, in running a kindergarten, you also have got to take care of the parents' feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the moms, first-time moms.
Yeah.
They cannot cope, which is why we have this other kid, Ecam, which I want to elaborate on later.
Okay. There are also physical things that you should look out for when you go visit that play school or kindergarten for the first time. And Jalita will be telling us what those are.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.